Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 2. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast about teenagers who do amazing things. Last podcast, we talked about the boy training ants, and today I would like to talk to you guys about a girl who is almost a millionaire. Her name is Marissa. She was born in New York. She has her own business and makes her own slime and then sells it. I didn't even know you could get rich with slime. I actually found her on social media. She is famous for her cool slime creations. She makes videos of the slime, shows crunches and pops, and in the end gets clicks for funny noises, great colors, and smells. I mean, you might think she makes the slime in the kitchen or the garage, but she actually started the business in her bedroom. So she started when she was only 16, and she's been doing slime for every single day for 4 years now. Wow, that sounds a lot like a workaholic. She's created over 300 different kinds of slime and sold around 100,000 slimes in total since she started, and actually earns up to $50,000 in 1 month. Wow, those are some really big numbers. Let's take a look at how she does it. The basis for making slime is glue, and for 7.5 liters of slime, you need just as much glue. So she makes around 40 liters of slime a day. She ships her slime all over the world and spends around $800 on material each week. In the end, she sells around 1,000 slimes per week, and each slime costs from $12 to $16. That's quite some big money she makes. She does get help from her family, though. Her sister helps her, although she doesn't even like slime, and the only one who doesn't help is her brother. She doesn't only sell slime, she also sells sweaters, cases for mobile phones, socks, t-shirts, and much more to do with slime. Oh, and guys, before I forget, just a quick hot tip from Marissa. In case you guys get slime in your hair, just use some hot water and it will turn right back into glue. I don't know about you guys, but I will for sure follow Marissa and her slime. I hope she manages to make her dream come true of opening a slime warehouse one day. That's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and see you next week. Bye. Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast about teenagers who do amazing things. Last podcast, we talked about the boy training ants, and today I would like to talk to you guys about a girl who is almost a millionaire. Her name is Marissa. She was born in New York. She has her own business and makes her own slime and then sells it. I didn't even know you could get rich with slime. I actually found her on social media. She is famous for her cool slime creations. She makes videos of the slime, shows crunches and pops, and in the end gets clicks for funny noises, great colors, and smells. I mean, you might think she makes the slime in the kitchen or the garage, but she actually started the business in her bedroom. So she started when she was only 16, and she's been doing slime for every single day for 4 years now. Wow, that sounds a lot like a workaholic. She's created over 300 different kinds of slime and sold around 100,000 slimes in total since she started, and actually earns up to $50,000 in 1 month. Wow, those are some really big numbers. Let's take a look at how she does it. The basis for making slime is glue. And for 7.5 liters of slime, you need just as much glue. So she makes around 40 liters of slime a day. She ships her slime all over the world and spends around $800 on material each week. In the end, she sells around 1,000 slimes per week, and each slime costs from $12 to $16. That's quite some big money she makes. She does get help from her family, though. Her sister helps her, although she doesn't even like slime, and the only one who doesn't help is her brother. She doesn't only sell slime, she also sells sweaters, cases for mobile phones, socks, t-shirts, and much more to do with slime. Oh, and guys, before I forget, just a quick hot tip from Marissa. In case you guys get slime in your hair, just use some hot water and it will turn right back into glue. I don't know about you guys, but I will for sure follow Marissa and her slime. I hope she manages to make her dream come true of opening a slime warehouse one day. That's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and see you next week. Bye.
This is the end of the task.